Hi, Paul Sack, it's Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Dr. Freeland, and hi, Dr. Freeland. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Good. Vice President, Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health Vaccines at GSK, and we also have Alice on the line. Hi, Alice. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. It says here you didn't think shingles, that you could get them. You were at risk at the age of like 57, and you did get shingles, it appears. I'm sorry to hear that. But we're going to learn a little more about how maybe others might not get shingles. So today we're going to discuss vaccines, actually. Vaccines is, maybe number one subject here in the world today. But why aren't adults getting the vaccines they need? A new survey showed that adults ages 50 to 59, should they see value in it, but some lack the awareness of vaccines. So why do you think that's so, that they just, well, first of all, why do you think that, there's different kinds of vaccines. Is it a little confusing for people, Dr. Freeland?
Well, I think it's a bit of confusing, but there's just a lack of awareness. And yes, the pandemic has heightened everybody's awareness of what the world is like when we don't have a vaccine that can protect against an infectious disease. And there are many other infectious diseases that can cause significant illnesses, missing work, hospitalizations, missing parts of your life. Which Alice will speak about with her experience, and even deaths. In fact, the majority of deaths, there are over 50,000 deaths every year right now in the United States due to vaccine-preventable diseases, and the majority of them are occurring in adults, as are the illnesses and the hospitalizations. And it's just people don't know about this because they think that vaccines are only for children. But as we get older, our immune systems weaken. And as our immune systems weaken, it places us at increased risk for a number of infectious diseases. Fortunately, we have vaccines that can help protect against many of these. And as you mentioned, we did a survey of asking, why don't people know about this? And while adults see value in vaccination, they lack awareness. And if you're interested, we can get into more details about that.
Sure, by far. And you also have this website, Brought by Vaccines, that has quite a different, quite a group here: influenza, shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, diphtheria, hepatitis A and B. So, mm-hmm. Let's let a little deeper into. Well, let's discuss the shingles for a moment with Alice. So, first, Doctor, what is shingles?
Okay, I'll start with shingles and then Alice can tell you her story. So shingles is a disease that's caused by a virus. The virus is called herpes zoster. And herpes zoster is the virus that reactivates from when we get chickenpox when we're younger. And you might say, well, I didn't get chickenpox. But it turns out if we look at the blood of adults over the age of 50 to see if there's evidence of ever having had chickenpox, 99% of adults in the United States over the age of 50 have evidence that they've had chickenpox in the past, even if they don't know they had it. That chickenpox virus, that herpes zoster virus, it doesn't go away. It stays in our nerves. It goes to sleep. And it can wake up and cause shingles. And when that happens, you can get this painful blistering rash. But why does the virus wake up? The most likely reason, the prominent driver of that, is advancing age. As we get older, our immune systems weaken, and the virus can wake up. And one out of every three people over the age of 50 during the course of their life will have a case of shingles. That's a lot of people. 1 million cases of shingles every year in the United States. And briefly, I'll describe what the illness is like, and then Alice will tell you her story. It starts with pain and then a blistering rash that can be extremely debilitating. People miss work. They miss moments in their lives because they can't function because they're extremely uncomfortable or they have other issues, which Alice will tell you about. In her case, it was light sensitivity when it was in her eye. And this disease and the pain can go on for months, sometimes even years. And Everybody over the age of 50 is recommended to get a vaccine to help protect against this illness. But let me pass you over to Alice for a minute, and then we'll come back to the other infectious diseases.
Okay, thank you, doctor. Alice, so how did this happen for you?
Thank you. Well, it was back in 2016, the summertime, and I was looking forward to the 4th of July. I considered myself a very healthy person. I was hiking, I was biking, kayaking, and taking some dance classes. One day, I woke up completely out of the blue with the worst headache of my life. And I'm a person who doesn't get headaches. This one hit me on the right side of my head, in fact, right near my eye. And within a few days, I had a rash and I was diagnosed with shingles. Well, that started a period of many months, several months, where I was forced to spend time in a dark room because I had extreme light sensitivity. I couldn't drive, I couldn't watch TV. Going on the computer was very difficult. I could only work for several hours a day, so I had to cut back on work. And I was just basically miserable and in a lot of pain. I had to take painkillers. And it was just a horrible time of life that I didn't enjoy. So this went on for about 6 months. And fortunately, eventually the pain did subside and I got better and I consider myself healthy. But that was one of those, I was one of those people that didn't know anything really about shingles when I got hit. I knew nothing about the vaccine. And I'm here really to spread the message that this is a real disease that people are vulnerable to. Please talk to your doctor about your risk of shingles and consider getting the vaccine to protect yourself.
Okay, Alice, that's very brave of you to come on out and discuss it. I want to thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having me. It's important to me to spread that message.
Yeah, no, I think that's wonderful. So, Dr. Freeland, how can we help here in this getting more people to be aware of the kinds of vaccines that they should be considering?
Well, absolutely. So what our survey showed is that while adults see value in adult vaccination, they lack awareness of what vaccines are recommended for them. And the vaccines that are recommended for people over the age of 50 include shingles, influenza, tetanus and whooping cough, hepatitis A and B, and pneumonia, all that you mentioned. And so what we recommend is if you're over the age of 50, speak to your doctor, speak to your nurse, speak to your pharmacist, ask about what's recommended. And we have a website, which you mentioned earlier, but I'll bring it up again. It's broughtbyvaccines.com, B-R-O-U-G-H-T-B-Y-V-A-C-C-I-N-E-S, broughtbyvaccines.com to find out more about vaccine-preventable diseases in adults and the vaccines that are recommended for people over the age of 50. And we again thank you for your interest in this important topic.
Okay. Dr. Freeland, let's just emphasize one more time, because last time we talked about flu and COVID. So flu right now, that vaccine is very important for people.
Absolutely, and thank you for bringing that up. So we're in the middle of flu season right now, and of course we're still in the midst of the pandemic, and I'm sure everybody's been reading. Our hospitals are full of patients with COVID. Our doctor's offices are also full of patients with COVID. And the last thing we want to do is overwhelm the hospital system and the doctor's offices with people with influenza. Plus, we also don't want to be ourselves in those situations where we could be exposed to COVID. And that's the power of influenza vaccination. Influenza vaccination will help protect us against influenza. We won't spread to other people, and we'll keep ourselves out of doctor's offices and hospitals, which will keep us healthier. So it's really important to get your influenza vaccine. Right now, there's still vaccine readily available in all of the pharmacies across the United States and in doctor's offices. So absolutely, influenza vaccination is critically important right now to help keep ourselves healthy. And while you're getting your influenza vaccination, ask your doctor or your pharmacist about all the other vaccines that are recommended for a person your age, including shingles. And again, thank you so much for your interest in this topic.
Okay, all right. Thank you, and thank you, Alice.
Thank you.